Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Janet Entine.
Hi.
And we've just enjoyed a nice oldies radio program, which they're always fun. They, you know, and we listen to them here as they're going on. It's always very nice. And everybody realizes that now we're entering into the Christina Lou Show. Which really, it's just...
the most special.
Everybody. It's amazing. It's amazing. And Starbucks, they line up. I hear them on Fridays. They want to have their coffee and listen to Christina Lou. But it was an interesting situation before with trying to give out the police number. That, you know, it is important in an emergency to call the police. But in, Matt's 100% right. In times like this... they're so inundated. And in New York City now, actually, the fifth precinct
right.
in New York City is so inundated with business, they finally, after X number of years, are opening a new precinct, mm-hmm. which is the 116th precinct. The 116th
wow.
precinct.
And I was really glad I asked him that question because, honestly, and you know that I'm a proponent of Project Independence, I would have said to call the police.
Yeah, right.
And when he explained
right.
why you should call 311, it made such perfect sense. And they are really the coordinator for mm-hmm. all of your problems. So,
right, it makes 100%
yes,
sense.
It really does.
And you need the precincts, though. But 116.
The
116
wow.
precincts. There's also more significance to that number, 116.
Hmm.
It's 116 days since Christina's birthday.
Oh.
You know, Janet, she forgot. She thought it was 117.
Oh.
She got confused, yes.
And there really is 116 precinct
wow.
going up.
That's good. See, it's you learn something.
10 years
that's
in the making.
That's why
it's been
important.
A decade, and they finally got it all approved. And I think,
wow.
they're giving me the
that's
stuff.
Right. They know. They're just trying to keep up with
exactly.
the whole thing. Well, 116 days. We'll write that down, everyone out there. But just on a side note, back to 311, you know, I remember actually during Hurricane Sandy, you know, it was like all hands on deck. And our department, Project Independence, we went to the call center. We were picking up calls, too, because there was no, the system wasn't there. So we had to handwrite everything and then input
oh, really?
Later. Yeah, so it was insane over there. And I remember sitting there. We were there for hours upon hours. But
was it Yes We Can then or no?
It was we were at Town Hall because Yes We Can had... issues too at that point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So we were actually at Town Hall. And I remember, you know, all the calls that were coming in and what was happening, we were the only township that was open mm-hmm. and that you can get in touch with. So all different towns were calling. So we had Long Beach calling us. Like, it was insane the amount of calls that were, you know, and, you know, obviously we're not going to turn them away, so we were trying
right.
to give them the right way, you know,
but
who
said,
to call.
You
I said, listen, you really should have moved to North Hempstead. I don't know what it's like. But, you know, we had, you know, and every day there was constantly new resources. I remember we would come in every morning and we'd get like a packet with all different places to go, you know, for shelter or for food. And it was just, I mean, the calls that were coming in and it was just such an amazing service. That's when you really realize how the impact 311, the call center had for the residents of North Hempstead, because they were able to call someone and talk to a live human.
Right.
You know, which was, I think, just makes it super special, the whole thing. So... It's definitely an amazing program.
Now a total random, and this is radio, so it really makes no sense to even discuss this. Mm-hmm. You got great earrings on.
Oh, thanks.
Is
but,
it
you know,
one or listen. Is it two?
It's actually one. It's like an optical illusion. Like I have two piercings.
That's
but,
what I
yep.
thought it was. That's what
I know.
I'm looking at.
It's called an ear climber, guys. Get them.
That's what it is. Okay.
Ear climber.
Thanks, John. Yes. Thank you,
and
John.
And they can be purchased where?
I don't know where I got these. I don't know. I'm always in some kind of store, so God only knows where anything comes from anymore. But thanks, John. That's very nice. You can come visit me at Clint G. Martin Park and check out my earrings, everyone out there, all my fans out there. But yes, I just want to give a kudos to 311, the call center. I mean, we really work. We call each other brothers and sisters because we are hand in hand in everything. So kudos to them. And also, we want to remind people that the 4th Regional Aging in Place and Suburbia Conference and Expo will be coming up in November 1st. The date changed. So the final date is Wednesday, November 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center. We're heavy in the planning of this conference, and it's really going to be wonderful. And the whole point is just to have people feel like they're walking away with, you know, all the tools they need in their toolbox to age in place safely. And we're going to have, you know, brain fitness, different vendors on staying active. You know, we'll have our fitness instructors perhaps doing some demos. They'll be about nutrition, staying connected, reducing stress. And we're going to have someone talk about Medicare updates for the open enrollment, because okay. That'll be actually during the open enrollment period. We'll have mindful coloring. So there'll be a whole mix of things, you know, whether they're social or
And you have blood pressure screening, too.
Yep, of course, blood pressure screenings, too. And it's really going to be if anyone's been to our other conferences, there's a lot of great information and great programming, and it's just a wonderful place to really network as well. And transportation will also be available through various locations, too. So.
And are they doing booths?
Yep, yes. There'll be an expo. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so there'll be an expo going on top of panels, you know, on top of like little, you know, things that you can
check. Is that just walking around? People get so
it's
much
wonderful.
Information. Right.
No, and it's nice too, because, you know, it's a great place. And we're really trying to find, you know, exhibitors that really have great information, you know, for the senior, and trying to have a whole diverse thing so you could really fill that toolbox with all kinds of great information. So that is November 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stay tuned for more information on that. We will be certainly talking about that a lot. Also, we've been promoting every week is Fun Day Monday, which is our program at the beach, and it's really just quite the event. They had to move it to Thursday this week because it rained on Monday, so that was quite the chaotic thing, but the rain date where it was very successful. Everyone said it went well. And also, you know, we just want to say the health fair is this Monday coming up, which is wonderful, and it's going to have tons and tons of vendors and different programming going on. But it's just a great place, once again, to really get some information to there. And that is going to be, so that's this Monday. And there's the sponsors are Northwell Health, Parker Jewish. There's a bunch more that I'm actually going to get for the next break. But it's really great. And thank you to them, because they make it possible to have these amazing programs there. And what's also coming up, which they just had on Thursday, is the Fun Day Monday Morning Beach Walk.
That's new.
So that will be, yeah, they only do it on 2 days. So they had it on yesterday, and they're doing another one August 7th from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's a relaxing stroll along the North Hempstead Beach shoreline, and the person who does it is Eric Swenson, who does a lot of programs with us, and he's part of the Hempstead Harbor Protection Committee. So he knows all about the different things that go on there, and it's really, he'll tell you about the history of the waterfront.
Nice.
So you can do a
That's
relaxing
very nice.
Stroll. Yeah, and it's
yeah.
a beautiful, I mean, if anyone's, but it's really, it's not an overwhelming beach, which is nice. And it's
and
nice
an hour
and quiet.
Is not an overwhelming amount
Right,
of time.
Absolutely. So I definitely recommend people do. I know everyone had a wonderful time who did it yesterday. So, and on top of that, also going on at the beach is this mindfulness coloring.
Mm-hmm.
That is all the rage. I mean, they're going on everywhere. Every library is doing it. And we've been doing a lot of programs or projects in Dependence, too, with it. And it's just, you know, it's more than really just coloring, because on top of, you know, just coloring these amazing pictures, you're really learning how to release your stress and anxiety. They do some breathing exercises in the beginning, which is nice.
And the socialization.
Absolutely. And
is
that's
amazing.
What I think is very important to mention, too.
I went to a number of them, and the group kept growing and growing.
Yeah, and that's what we like to. I think it's just a great, great program. And so that's good, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and that has been going on at the beach on Mondays. So it's wonderful. So definitely check out
ideal.
Fun Day
it
Monday.
Really is.
And there's also transportation for Fun Day Monday. So that is certainly something that I want to encourage people to certainly use. And another great thing about the show was that we constantly, you know, receive material from different organizations out there saying, please promote this on the radio, you know, let people know, and so on and so on. And there's this great program that has been going on for years, and I really want, I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with it, but it's the Community Computer Connections Program, CCCP. It's through the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, RSVP, and this organization's been going on for so long, and they provide refurbished computers free of charge to individuals, families, veterans, who otherwise would not be able to afford
wow.
it. And I just want to stress to people, I mean, we've been partnering with them and referring to them for, you know, since the beginning, that they're on top of, you know, looking for people who are in need of computers. You know, so if you actually need a computer or know someone that needs a computer, you can call, obviously, 311, and one of our social workers would, you know, connect you to this program. But what I also, they're looking for volunteers to assist in many different aspects for the program. They're looking for people who can donate refurbished computers, help repair computers, kind of be a call center, solicit donations, transport the computers, publicize it, and, you know, just any kind of assistance. So if you're looking to volunteer and this is something that you might be interested in, you can call 311 and we can give you the information, or you can call 631-979-9490. And like I said, it's really a wonderful, wonderful program. And I just love the idea that it's, you know, these volunteers are predominantly senior volunteers helping to give it to, you know, the people that really need these computers and to stay connected,
right.
Which is like all we're really trying to do there. And it's really just a wonderful program. So definitely call 311 for more information on that.
Screens also, I'm sorry, do you know?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people.
Anything that goes with a computer.
But a lot of people, you know, what they're actually really looking for are laptops, because that's becoming the more increasingly, you know, a lot of people are ruling out the desktops now because in smaller spaces, and if it's like an apartment, it's easier to have a laptop. But obviously, it's a lot harder to get the laptop as well. But it is so. But sometimes there's people trying to get rid of things, you know, and this is a great place to just donate, you know, it to instead of just throwing it, in the trash or something, because they will try and attempt to fix it too, which is wonderful. But another great program that they just, this is hot off the press. I just got sent this. We've had them on the radio before. This is this DeRoe University Without Walls, which I just really want to stress to people about how wonderful this program is, because either through the phone or through the computer, you can join in these courses that are going on that are, it's just so many different options they have, and they just sent out their fall and winter 2018.
Can you spell it for us?
Sure. So it's DeRoe University, so it's DeRoT. It's called University Without Walls. Because you're doing it, you know, through, obviously, it's great for people who are homebound that,
right,
you know, still
right.
want to learn. I think it's just, it's an important thing because you're engaging, you know, with these, with different people. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it creates a whole network. And I think it's an important thing to do, especially if you might not be able to get out as often as you would like to. Each session is about 50 minutes long. For one-time program, it's free of charge. And if you're trying to do multiple session programs, they're $15 each, but they also have fee waivers. So,
that's,
you know,
so
depending
reasonable.
Depending
right.
on what it is, you know, and what your concern is, a lot of time, I mean, they'll work with you on all kinds of things, too. You can start enrolling for this session, so the fall-winter 2018 session, on Wednesday, August 9th. You can register by mail, by telephone, which the telephone number is 1-877-819-9147. You can fax or you can register online at DeRoteUSA.org and call 311. Obviously, we could help you out with all this information too. But I mean, there is an insane amount of programming.
But can you give us an idea of what
kinds
of
programs? Sure, yes. So they have all different topics. So they'll have like just one heading, for example, is museum discussions.
Okay, great.
So there'll be art and social change is a course they have. There's a whole bunch under there too. Subway style art. They have a visual arts course, a literature performing arts course. Something you can discuss movies. Then they have health. So they'll have Medicare updates, you know, your medications, mm-hmm. what to take, what not to take, and tips for vision loss, discussion on dementia, Alzheimer's disease. There's tons of health, things about sleep habits. I mean, the health ones go on. Then they also have different Judaic studies as well. And tons of different special interest things, too, which, as of course, I just see right now, is grandparenting young children in the 21st century, which I think is probably a very interesting class, which I think is just really great. And they have tons of, and they even have caregiver support things, too, that
That's
they
wonderful.
Do there. And I think they've been developing, too, because it's very popular in the city as well, is a Russian. So if you speak Russian, I saw that pop up when I was looking at things. But there's, like I said, tons of courses. You can call 311. We could, you know, send you a booklet or, you know, get you connected to this program. So
that's amazing.
Yes. It is. It's really, because I think I love this
it's
idea.
It's affordable and it's easy.
Yeah. And it's just great because it gives you that, you know, a lot of people, you know, want to continue learning about new things and don't have the ability to get out of the house and do this. So I think
it's truthfully, if you do it through a university, it's, really an investment of money.
Yeah, right.
And this is a nice way to begin.
No, and it's just important, you know, because we were actually talking last week. There's a lot of these wonderful kind of, you know, educational things out there. And we're going to be having on, I believe it's in either August or September, we're having on Nassau Community College has a program called Senior Observer Program, where you're actually able to go to go to these courses, for free and sit there and, you know, with other college students. And obviously you're not getting college credit for it, but you get to sit in on the class, you know, depending on, I guess, the availability and learn. So it's just I think it's important to keep, everyone's trying to sit there and, you know, with these brain games and keeping your mind active is such a huge part.
The senior is not going for a degree.
Yeah, right. And the socialization, too, aspect of it is you know, has a huge thing on your health, too. So I think it's definitely important. So call 311 or 869-6311 for any of that information.
Okay. Well, before you go on, actually, we'll take a break. We'll go a little bit earlier. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio and the Christina Liu Show here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.